Hello, everyone of the Anchor Nation. It's Isaiah Freiduni from the Fit Life Podcast. And now we're here for our first official podcast. It's a Wednesday, and I'll be posting every Wednesday from now on. And what I'll be covering every Wednesday, basically in three parts. The first part will be an update on what I'm doing in my life for my fitness journey. The second will be a tip for your diet. And the third will be a tip for your fitness life in terms of exercises, rep ranges, etc. Anything to do with at the gym workouts, at home workouts, anything. So let's get into it. So as it's June 6th, it's Wednesday in Vancouver, Canada. I've been, working really hard on my diet. I've been doing great in the gym. I'm currently following a program called the Warrior Shredding Program. That's done by Kino Body. Now, Kino Body, basically, his name is Greg O'Gallagher, and he's from Toronto, Canada. Now, if anyone wants to check out who he is, you can search him up on YouTube from the Kino Body or just Greg O'Gallagher. Now, he talks a lot about intermittent fasting. He talks a lot about creating a lifestyle around your diet and creating a lifestyle around your fitness. Not only does he touch on that, but he also touches on your whole mentality behind it, your emotions, your spiritual side, and a lot of other great things that he touches on. So I find a lot of inspiration from him, and I'm currently following his Warrior Shredding program in order to lose some fat, but also be able to pack on some size. Now, that's been going very, very well for me so far. It's been a month in, and the good thing about this is that you're in a very slight calorie deficit. So basically that means that you are eating less calories than your body needs to stay at the same weight in order to drop weight. Now, how I do that basically is I eat less calories. So I'm eating at the moment between 5 to 600 calories less than what I need to eat to maintain my weight. So what that does is it allows me to my body to metabolize a lot of my fat, but also still be able to have sufficient protein, sufficient carbs, and sufficient fat to be able to increase my strength in the gym and be able to maintain or slowly add some muscle onto my body. And it works very, very well. And as we go deeper into this podcast over the coming weeks, I'll go more in depth onto how that program actually works, the results that I've seen from it, and a lot more fun facts about the actual diet / lifestyle in general. And what that diet basically entails is by doing intermittent fasting. Now, intermittent fasting is something I'm going to be discussing in our next section for your diet tips. So it's a really, really great thing. So make sure you keep listening for the diet tip in order to be able to get on to the intermittent fasting train. Now, by me doing intermittent fasting, I'm able to not eat for a certain period of my morning. And what that does is it allows my body to burn and metabolize my fat as energy. Now, when you're constantly eating carbs, your body uses carbs for energy. So by not eating any food in the morning, your body has no other choice but to use fat as energy. Now, I'll leave it at that until our next section about diet, where I'll discuss that more in depth. But all I can say is it definitely works. So give it a try. Now, up next, we've got our diet tip. Now, here's your diet tip for this week. Now, this week we're going to be discussing what intermittent fasting is, how it works, and how to put it into execution. Now, intermittent fasting basically is something that started from a website called leangains.com. Now, if you want to go research it more, you can type up lean, L-E-A-N, gains, G-A-I-N-S.com, and that'll pretty much explain the whole thing to you. Now, the way that lean gains and intermittent fasting works for that website is you end up not eating any calories for 16 hours minimum. Now, that's a very basic way to approach it. And what you would do is you would not eat for 16 hours, and then you would eat all of your calories that you need within an 8-hour window before you go to sleep. Now, that's a very traditional approach to intermittent fasting. But the type of intermittent fasting that I'm going to discuss with you is a little bit different. It's a little bit tweaked in certain ways, but it still is very, very effective. Now, the type of intermittent fasting that I'm going to be discussing is based off of KenoBody, Greg O'Gallagher. As I said before, if you want to look him up, go onto YouTube, type in KenoBody, intermittent fasting, and there's plenty of videos that you can go on there to find some more information for your own due diligence in reading about it. So basically, we'll get right into it. Intermittent fasting basically is a period of fasting. Now, if you don't know what fasting is, fasting means eating zero calories for a certain amount of time. Otherwise, if it was for the whole day, it would just be called fasting. So intermittent means just for a certain amount of time. Now, if you're going to be drinking water, water is zero calories. You can drink coffee. Coffee is zero calories. If you're going to be eating, you know, a bagel or, you know, any type of meat or any type of vegetable, it's going to have calories attached with that. So how intermittent fasting works and how I use it and utilize it in my life is I wake up in the morning whenever I wake up. And the first thing I do is I drink lots of water. Now, I'm not going to consume any calories for 6 hours, at least 6 hours. Now, sometimes I go for 6 hours, sometimes I go for 7 hours, sometimes I go for 5 hours. It depends on what the situation I'm in, but I try my best to make sure I hit at least 6 hours. So you want to make sure you're hitting at least 6 hours. Now, what that does and what happens to your body during that 6 hours is what does your body use for energy? Your body uses carbs for energy. What are carbs? Carbs are in two forms. You either have high glycemic carbs or you have low glycemic carbs. Now, I know that's pretty technical, but it's very, very simple. Oatmeal is a low glycemic carb. Now, what that does basically is it delivers the carbs into your bloodstream more gradually, more slower. So your body doesn't have a spike of insulin or a spike in your blood sugars. Now, a high glycemic food, for example, fruit, would spike your blood sugars very fast. It's not going to keep you full for very long, and you're going to kind of have an up and down with your energy level. You're going to get a short peak of energy, and then you're going to crash. If you have low glycemic food, for example, oatmeal or beans, it's going to be more steady energy. So you want to make sure you're eating these low glycemic foods to sustain your energy. Now, that's what a carb is. Now, your body uses carbs for energy. So if you were to not eat any carbs and only drink water or black coffee or zero calorie drinks, for example, what kind of energy source is your body going to use to still do the same activities that you would do on a regular day? Well, this is where intermittent fasting comes in. During that 6 hour window, you're not going to be eating any calories. So what type of energy is your body going to use? Ding, ding, ding. Your body is going to use your fat. Your body has to learn how to use your fat as energy. And in terms of it using fat for energy, you're going to lose body fat. Now, if you're not eating any food for 6 hours upon waking, that gives your body a significant amount of time while you're doing the activities of your day to use your body fat as energy. Now, you're not going to drop 1 or 2 pounds of body fat a day just by doing this, but if you follow the proper diet from KenoBody or just a proper cutting diet in general while using intermittent fasting, you should be dropping at least 1 pound of fat a month. Now, that may not sound like a lot, but if you go and search up how much 1 pound of fat is in terms of your scale weight or in terms of the size of 1 pound of fat, it's pretty significant. So in order to utilize intermittent fasting, like I said, you're not going to eat for 6 hours upon waking. And your body during that time will utilize your fat, metabolize your fat as energy. So if you are active in the morning, you're going to meetings, you're going for a walk, you're, you know, doing whatever you do, it's going to use that as energy. Now, for me personally, I like to work out fasted. Now, what that does basically is it allows my body to use all this energy and output on metabolizing my fat stores. So I'm not going to be using any outside source of energy, such as carbs, such as protein, or anything. Now, you may think, well, aren't you going to lose muscle? Aren't you not going to have energy? For some people, yeah, intermittent fasting isn't the foolproof diet for everybody. Some people can't do it. Some people, it's not good for your body, but it is a very, very useful tool to use. And for me, it works for me. What works for me may not work for you. So take that into account. Now, what happens is basically you can utilize intermittent fasting either for trying to lose weight or for trying to gain weight. Now, if you want to lose weight, which is what I'm doing at the moment, you're going to want to not eat for 6 hours in the morning. And after those 6 hours passes, you're going to want to eat your first meal. Now, if you wake up, for example, at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, you're not going to be eating till 6 p.m. at night. Now, you may go to bed at 1, 2, or 3 in the morning. You're still going to need to eat the calories that your body needs during that period. So if you're going to be eating, for example, 2,400 calories, if you're around, let's say, 200 pounds, I'm eating 2,400 calories a day to lose weight, I need to eat those calories in that window before I go to sleep. So my body is still getting all the nutrition it needs. It's just being pushed later into the day. So find out what works for you in terms of what are your maintenance calories. How many calories do you need to eat in order to stay the weight that you're at? Then take that, cut 500 to 600 calories away from that. Now that is the amount of calories you need to eat in order to lose a pound to a pound and a half of body weight a week. Now with this type of diet, your scale weight might not resemble the amount of fat loss, especially if you're doing weight training at the same time. So if you're doing weight training, let's say 3 days a week, 4 days a week, your most likely scale weight is not going to resemble the progress that you're actually having. So you want to make sure that you're taking your measurements, that you're taking progress photos of yourself weekly. And once you look back on yourself from a week, you will notice a big difference. Now, it's really, really helpful in order to know how many calories you're eating is to track your calories. I use an app called My Net Diary. Now, what that allows me to do is it allows me to be able to put my calories in there so that I can see what I'm eating throughout the day, so I can track it. Now, you have to accept the fact that you're not going to be perfect. You're not going to always eat on your calories. You're not always going to eat the proper food. That's okay. You want to be 95% accurate. Don't expect yourself to be perfect. Now, if you don't hit your calories exactly on point, that's also okay. If you don't hit your protein intake on point, that's okay. If you don't hit your carbs or your fat, that's okay. You want to be as close as possible within, I would say, between 10 to 20 grams on each one. And for your calories, do your best to get as close to your calories as possible. Now, if you, for example, cut 600 calories of your diet and you're super, super hungry, give it a week. It may take time for your body to adjust. If you're still really hungry after a week, add 100 to 200 calories onto your diet. See how that works. If you're not hungry anymore, stick with it. Make sure you listen to your body, because your body is the most important machine and the most important tool to know how you should do it. What works for me may not work for you. So listen to your body. So to sum it up, intermittent fasting is a great way to be able to lower your body fat slowly, but also be able to, if you're weight training, to be able to pack on some muscle, be able to stay lean and get leaner while increasing your strength, while being able to, you know, still make progress in the gym and be able to retain that hard muscle. So if you are interested in learning how to do intermittent fasting, you can call into my channel and we can discuss it a bit more. Or you can go to my Instagram at Isaiah Frey Dooney. It's in my bio. Message me on there. I'd love to be able to help you out with any questions. And if you want to listen to someone else that's more of a professional on it, go to KinoBody or LeanGains.com, like I discussed on YouTube or Google, and they'll have tons and tons of information for you guys to read and to watch. So I hope that was beneficial to you. Now that you heard the diet tip, we're going to be talking about some exercise tips. Now, coming off the intermittent fasting topic, I'm going to be discussing some great workout routines that will really be beneficial to the whole intermittent fasting and losing weight diet / lifestyle. So what I'm doing in my life, I'm following this exactly. I only lift weights 3 times per week. Now you may think, isn't there 7 days in a week? Don't you want to take advantage of that? Be able to push your body as far as you can, be able to maximize, you know, the muscle and strength gains that you're getting? Yeah, you could do that. But it's very, very taxing on your central nervous system. It's also very taxing on your body and your mental well-being to be constantly in the gym pushing yourself. And what happens basically is you're going to eventually burn yourself out and you're going to hit a plateau. You're not going to be able to continue to work out at 100% every single day you go. Maybe for the first 2 or 3 days, but as you get to the 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th day, you're going to be tired. You're going to be fatigued. You're not going to be able to push yourself as hard. And your muscles are going to be very, very, very sore. And on top of that, your muscles aren't going to be able to fully repair itself. And you're not going to be able to be fully there in terms of mentally, because you're going to be constantly in fatigue. So what's really helpful about a 3-day lifting week is it allows you to put 100% effort into every single exercise and every single workout while utilizing strategic rest days, so that your body can fully repair itself, so your body can fully be rested, so that every day you go into the gym for those 3 days, you're 100% mentally prepared, you're 100% physically prepared, and your body is ready to perform at maximum output. So I advise that if you want to utilize that, pick 3 days of the week with at least 1 day in between to rest, to work out. So for example, you could go Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or any other day, but Monday, Wednesday, Friday is pretty basic. On each of those days, I would separate different body parts. Now, I have a full workout plan for your Monday, Wednesday, Friday workout, but that's something that is more in-depth, requires a little bit more explanation. So if you're interested in finding that 3-a-day week workout plan, call into my station. I'd be more than happy to explain it to you and give you the proper documents and tools to do that. Or you can go onto my Instagram at Isaiah Frey Dooney. The link is in my bio, and you can message me on there or reach out to me on there. My phone number is on there also. I'd be more than happy to help you out with that too. So getting back to it, for those 3 day a week, what's really good is you need to split it up to different body parts. So for example, you can tailor it to the way you want, but you're going to want to focus on compound lifts. Now, what compound lifts are basically are exercises that utilize a large amount of body parts. So for example, bench press, it targets your arms, it targets your chest, it targets your core. Squats, it targets your legs, it targets your back, it targets your core also, and a lot of other areas. Standing shoulder press targets your shoulders, your arms, your core stability, your back, your legs. It's a very, very good exercise. Those are compound lifts. Compound lifts versus isolation or hypertrophy lifts focus more on your full body instead of isolating a body part. So for those 3 days, you want to focus mainly, I would say, 90 to 95% on compound lifts. And the rest 10 to 5% can be isolated exercises for certain areas that you want to put a little bit more effort into. So for, let's say, example, Monday, maybe you're going to focus on your chest and your biceps. On Wednesday, you're going to focus on maybe your back and your shoulders. And on the Friday, maybe you'll do legs and abs. And you don't have to do it exactly like that, but just an example. Now, what that allows you to do is it allows you to be able to progress. It allows you to be able to gain strength. It allows your body to fully recover. Now, sleeping is very, very important to this also. You're going to want to make sure you're sleeping at least, I know a lot of people say 7 to 8 hours. I'm going to say at least 6 to 8 hours. Your body needs, a lot of people need 8, 9, 10 hours of sleep. Some people need 6 hours. But I'd say find a sweet spot between 6 to 8 hours that works for you, because that's the most important thing to allow your body to recover. Now, another important thing that I recommend you do is download an app called Strong, Strong. And what that allows you to do is track your workouts, what workouts you did, how much you lifted, and what the reps were, and how many sets you did. Now, when you go to your workouts, you're able to track your progress. You'll be able to see and push yourself every workout to lift a little bit heavier than you did last time. And what that allows you to do is continually make progress. It's really important to be able to continually make progress so that you don't hit a plateau. And it also allows you to know where you are strength-wise, so you're not guessing. Treat working out in the gym or working out at home like a game. You want to utilize the proper tools to make it as easy as possible. and to be able to move your game piece around the different exercises. Now, you may say, I don't have a gym. Well, you can do these exercises at home. You can do these exercises outside. Even if you have a playground around your house, you can do it there too. You can do pull-ups. You can do push-ups. You can do bodyweight squats. You can do lunges. So you can do sit-ups, crunches. There's so many exercises that you can do. I'm going to be making a video on the different exercises you can do inside your house, at the gym, at your park, or just outside. I'm going to be posting it to my Instagram channel at Isaiah Free Dooney. Link is in my bio. And I'm going to be making a YouTube channel very, very soon to be able to highlight the importance of everything that I'm discussing here. So if you're kind of confused as to what kind of exercises to do, how to work out, where to work out, when to work out, just listen to this. And if you have any questions, call into my channel or go to Instagram and message me, reach out. I'd be more than happy to help you. And it's not hard. It may be hard in the beginning, but you need to figure out why you want to do this. And once you figure out why you want to do it, it's going to be very, very easy for you to continue to do this. All you have to do is utilize the right tools and be able to push yourself 100% in every single workout you can do. And I know you can do it. So that is your exercise tip for this week. Now we've reached the end of the Fit Life podcast for this week. I hope all of you were able to find some value out of this and be able to apply it to your lives. If you have any questions, comments, or you just want to say hi, call into my station. And if you'd like to be featured on my station, be more than happy to put you on and talk about something interesting. Now, I will see you all next week on Wednesday. And do not forget, it's not what you dream about, it's what you do when you wake up. So I hope everyone has a great rest of the night and have a great rest of the week. And I'll see you next week.